You do not need to take every step today. You need one faithful step. When people feel stuck, the inner conversation often becomes very large. I have to rebuild my whole life. I have to know exactly what will happen. I have to fix every relationship. I have to feel strong before I begin. These expectations can make movement feel impossible. A faithful step is smaller. It is the next truthful and wise action you can take with Christ. In John 5, Jesus spoke to a man who had been unable to walk for many years. Jesus told him to rise, take up his mat, and walk. This passage should never be used to accuse people with disabilities, trauma, depression, fear, or other struggles of lacking faith. Jesus was not giving a formula for every physical or emotional condition. He was acting with divine compassion and authority in that man's life. For this course, the passage reminds us that Christ's grace may include an invitation to respond. We receive before we move. We depend on Christ as we act. We do not save ourselves through effort. But faithfulness does not always mean remaining passive. Here is a simple practice. First, name what is outside your control. You may not control another person's choices. You may not control whether someone apologizes. You may not control how quickly grief changes. Say honestly, Lord, I entrust what I cannot control to you. Second, name what is within your responsibility today. Perhaps you can make a phone call. Perhaps you can attend an appointment. Perhaps you can speak with a pastor, counselor, advocate, doctor, attorney, or trusted friend. Perhaps you can stop replying to harmful messages. Perhaps you can document an incident. Third, make the step specific. Not, I will become stronger. Instead, today at 2 o'clock, I will call the person who offered safe support. Not, I will stop thinking like a victim. Instead, when I hear the sentence, I have no choice, I will pause and name one faithful choice, not, I will fix the relationship. Instead, I will decide what boundary is wise for the next 7 days. Fourth, check the step for safety and truth. Does this action place you or someone else in danger? Does it violate wise counsel, a safety plan, a court order, or applicable law? Does it pressure you toward unsafe contact? Does it ask you to carry responsibility that belongs to the person who caused harm? A faithful step should not require denial, false guilt, or reckless exposure. Fifth, take the step with Christ. Pray, Lord Jesus, I cannot control the whole story. Give me courage for this one step. Help me act in truth, wisdom, and love. I entrust the outcome to you. Then act. Afterward, review with grace. What helped? What became clearer? What support is still needed? Progress may be uneven. You may take a step and still feel afraid. You may set a boundary and still feel guilty. You may ask for help and still feel uncertain. Feelings do not always change immediately. Faithful agency is not measured by instant relief. It is measured by returning to Christ and practicing truth. Your new sentence can be, what happened to me is real. Christ is with me. I am not responsible for everything, but I can choose one faithful step today. One step is not the whole journey. But with Christ, one faithful step is a real beginning.